AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. You're listening to Big Facts with Big Bank and DJ Scream.
Hey, you know who it is, DJ Scream, my dog Big Bank is here. It's time for another episode of that Big Facts. We got a special guest up in the building, our dog Money Man is here on Big Facts. What's up, bro?
What's happening? Man. I'm a fan of the show.
Hey,
we heard you give us a shout-out. We heard you give us a shout-out on one of the records, man. We appreciate that shit, man.
Yeah, for sure.
We appreciate that, man. We was asking everybody, like, who they want to see on Big Facts, and by far, I ain't gonna lie, like, boy, your fans came from everywhere. We want Money Man. Why y'all won't fuck with Money Man? Money Man, Money Man.
Yeah, they rock with me.
Yeah, but shit, it was just... I think he was on the road or some shit. You supposed to been got this shit in or something.
Yeah, for sure. I was on the road. I ain't been to the A this year. But I'm gonna come back in like 2 weeks. But I ain't been able to get back.
Oh, okay. How you holding up on this corona shit?
I'm good. Shit, I'm A1. You feel me? I stay healthy anyway.
No, I'm talking about for the business and shit like that.
It really don't affect me because you know I adapt. You feel me? If the water dries somewhere else, I'm gonna find the well somewhere else. You feel me?
Thanks.
And they say you be growing your own, making your own food and shit.
Yeah, I grow my own shit. You feel me?
Like so, your own vegetables. Yeah. Like you got a garden or something?
Yeah, I got a few. I got one out here in Texas. I got one in the A. You feel me? I got one in Hawaii. Like whenever I go somewhere, you feel me? I like to eat my own shit.
And that's crazy. What made you start doing that?
I just found out how what kind of chemicals and shit was in the food. So I was like, damn, it's easy to grow your own shit. You just get some seed and you plant them motherfuckers and it's easy to grow. You feel me?
Nah, that's, I ain't never even thought of no shit like that.
Yeah, it's just being self-reliant. You feel me? Like I could just walk in the backyard and go get some food. I ain't got to go to the store. I ain't got to go through a drive-thru or nothing.
How you get into that? Who taught you how to grow and shit? But you just taught yourself?
I used to be on YouTube and I seen some like Dr. Sebi type shit and some other folks and once I seen that, I was like, damn, it's that easy, and I just went ahead and did it.
Mm. Hey, bro, You've been at it for a minute. I want to talk a little bit about the history, man, of Money Man, because, you know, to some people, they might not know how long you've been at it for, like, how long would you say?
Successfully, probably, like, 4 or 5 years. Like when I dropped my first official mixtape, it took off.
How long you been Money Man? Because before you was Money Man, you was...
I had a few names, like I had Jay Money, Jay the Money Man, all kind of shit. That too. But it really wasn't no push. You feel me? Like it was just stagnant. But I really wasn't focused like that on rap. Like I ain't really good about.
Yeah,
I see. You got that Empire fuck with your campaign real hard, man.
Yeah, the long way. We locked in.
Shout out to Dazzy. Gotta get them checks going, boy.
Yeah, for sure. He do A1 business. I only fuck with niggas who do A1 business in the music industry. That's why you don't see me bouncing around too much, because I just like to do good business. You know what I'm saying?
What you say was your biggest obstacle in this shit, getting over to get to the point where you at now?
My biggest obstacle, it was a lot of, because, you know, I had to do everything myself. Like, when I started popping, it was hard, because I had to do all the promotions and shit like that. When I signed with Stunner, though, I had did a deal with Cash Money, though, but it wasn't no obstacle, because I had the money. By that time, I had the money to pay my way out the deal, so it really wasn't nothing, you know what I'm saying? It took like a month worth of negotiation, and that shit was done. But the biggest obstacle probably was getting a fan base. You feel me? Like, you got to get a fan base. Once you get a fan base, you're straight.
What made you feel like you had to get out the deal with Slim and Baby No?
I fought with both of them. I just fought with Stunner and Slim mindset, but I had called him one day. Because I was thinking, I was sitting there smoking, and I was thinking, I was like, damn, I don't need to get in bed with who they was fucking with, Universal? Nah, it was somebody else. It was whoever Drake them with, you know what I'm saying? And I was like, damn. Cause you know, once you get in bed with folks like that, you can't see them folks. Like, you never gonna meet, you really never gonna meet the head of Universal or the board, you know what I'm saying? So if they fucking your money up, you don't even know who to go see. You get what I'm saying? So I'm like, I don't want to never tie my money up and shit like that. So I called Stunner before they started really promoting me. And I was like, shit, Stunner, I want to go back independent. And he was like, nephew, I fuck with you. He was like, I want you to stay with the label, but I respect it if you want to do that. Just give me what I gave you back. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, that was real. That's
solid.
Yeah, it was a middleman in the deal. I had to pick them off too. But Stunner fucked with me. It was respect. Like, when he signed me, he told me he fucked with me. It was all love. You know what I'm saying?
What you think a bad record deal is? Because a lot of artists be saying, man, it's a bad deal. This a bad deal. Like, what you think make a bad deal? Or is every deal bad?
A bad deal is a deal that leave you broke. You know what I'm saying? Like you can have a good record deal. Like, Drake record deal good. He gonna eat regardless. No matter what the numbers say. You know what I'm saying? But like, it's a lot of folks who sign fucked up record deals, but independent ain't for everybody. Like, this shit work. So if you don't want to do the work, like, to some folks, this shit a jewel. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just want to get me a quick 250 or 500 or an M. You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck rap. I ain't no rapper. That's how a lot of niggas think about it. Some niggas, this shit, they livelihood. Like, this what they do. They artists. You know what I'm saying? So it's whatever floats your boat. Like me, I make my own deals. Like, when I go to a person who I want to do a deal with, like, I tell them my terms, and then we draw it up. Like, they let me let my lawyer draw the shit up. You know what I'm saying? Like, they send me paperwork, and it's 50 pages. I don't even read that shit. You get what I'm saying? Because if you give me 50 pages, like, that's too many pages. You hiding something. You know what I'm saying? Like, I like my shit 4 to 5 pages, really one page. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
And I don't talk to every label. Every label in the game done tried to sign me. But it's kind of like all that 50-page shit, I don't be going for that.
Hey, I'm going to tell you one page. I rap and pay me, goddammit, when it sell, pay me.
You get what I'm saying? Because it's like all these pages, what you trying to hide? All these clauses and this and that, like what's going on here? So that's why I don't fuck with that type of shit.
Yeah. What you say, like, the moment was in the streets where you start taking the music seriously? Like, was it a particular moment, like some legal shit, some other shit that made you say, man, I'm going to really get on this rap shit?
I always could rap. Like, I probably was born talented. Like, I just had a gift, you know what I'm saying? Like, I could put words together and shit like that. But when I started making money in the streets, it kind of was like, I don't even need to rap because I'm making so much doing this. Then I caught an L. Like, I caught a big L, and I was like, you know what? Shit, I need to make some money rapping. And I made Black Circle. When I made Black Circle, I put it out. It was out for 3 months. Then Mississippi booked me for $4,500. And, you know, once you get that first show, you like, shit, we got to keep this shit going. Because $4,500 for a Saturday night?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So basically, you saying goddamn street money was good. That would always ask every artist this, like, that shit can hurt you knowing how to get money before rap. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely, because you get lazy with the rap. Like, you like, man, yeah. Fuck rap. I had got to the point where I was like, fuck rap. I'm eating. Why I need the rap? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But goddamn, God put a nigga in a position to take a L, and then you come back, your first tape, this shit go up.
Yeah, it went up too, like,
It was like you came out of nowhere, like, who the fuck is this nigga going crazy like this?
Yeah, for sure, because I put it on the internet in Memphis, Mississippi, shit like that picked it up first. And then it hit the A, because I didn't do no pro. I didn't want to promote in the A, because I didn't want to get popping in the neighborhood I was living in, you feel me? Then everybody be like, oh, that's Shawty, you know what I'm saying? And I still wanted to stay where I wanted to stay at, so I just promoted it on the internet, and it started getting popping, but I started getting too big to live in that neighborhood, so I had to move anyway.
Dig that. What you think, like, did you lose a lot of friends or homies on the way up through this shit? What happened?
Yeah, so I lost a bunch of them, you feel me? Because it's like, it was like niggas was saying I was changing, but I'm the same. Like, everybody else was changing, like, I'm the same person. Like, I don't really care about fame or none of that. Like, niggas, you know, niggas get around you and they see all the hoes coming and shit like that, and they head get big, and I'm like, shit, we here to make the money, you know what I'm saying? We gonna get the money and we going home. So,
yeah, cause we barely see you talking though, man.
Yeah, I don't talk that much cause it ain't no point. Like, I get my money and I go home, you know what I'm saying?
You don't be posting shit or nothing, man. Nigga don't be unless you driving the album, then nigga don't be posting nothing or nothing.
Nah, hell nah, cause you know, I be living, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't even gotta post it.
Dig.
How's it been like a rapper from Decatur, man? Like, you from Decatur. You came up in Decatur, right?
Winston Chapel.
There you go.
Black Show, Kendall Road, all that shit.
You think it's harder?
I tell niggas, like, perfect your craft. Like, Mayweather practice every day. That's why he's so fine. I'm going to make songs every day and get fine. Like, niggas be waiting on somebody to give them a hit and shit like that. Hell nah, if I can't sing, I might go take some singing lessons. You feel me? And sing my own hook. Like, I just do it myself. Like, I don't wait on nobody. I just do what I got to do.
Nah, for real.
No, that's real.
But Decatur, hot, you know, it's a lot of artists from Decatur. It's a lot of artists from the east side.
Yeah.
That's your popping.
Yeah, for sure.
Go ahead. How did like fame change you for like with females? Like, would you married, single, what? Like,
I got a girlfriend. You feel me? Like, but
that you had before or after? You had her before or after this?
Now, I had her before.
Okay. Well, yeah, we ain't got to speak on that then. If you still got her, you know that. Solid. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, nah, she's solid. You feel me? She always 100.
For sure.
You a smoker?
Yeah, for sure.
All right, I saw some silly shit on the internet. This for both of y'all. If a nigga bring you a pack and you say it's smoking, but they call the pack the Rona, y'all gonna smoke that shit?
Man, niggas will smoke death.
my partner just brought a strain out called Corona.
Already?
Yeah, yeah, man, got two, three of them out there already. Two, three of them motherfuckers out there.
That's what I was saying. And niggas gonna smoke it.
Told niggas don't give a fuck if that shit say death. Niggas gonna smoke that weed.
For sure.
Now, see, you growing fruit. You ain't got them started growing on that shit yet?
Yeah, hell yeah. That's why I was just living it. Before this shit started, I was living in San Francisco, but I ain't gonna count. I had to get the fuck on because, you know, the virus came right over there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, I was staying out there. I was putting some strains together. I got 10, 15 strains coming out.
For real? That's hot.
Yeah, and we trying to get a dispensary. But, you know, it's a lot of hoops you got to jump through to get a dispensary out there. But that's what I moved there for. I was living in Hawaii for a little minute. Then I moved to San Francisco, and I was putting together getting a dispensary and growing those strains.
Bro, you got to be a different type of nigga to think and say, I'm going to get up and move to Hawaii. Like, What made you say I'm moving to Hawaii?
I be fasting, like when I be fasting, I be trying to go where everything clean at. So, you know, Hawaii is untampered with certain islands out there. So it ain't all that extra shit going on. So I just go out there and I do like 2-3 day fast cleanses and shit like that. And I stayed out there. I had got a crib out there. It was like a house right on the ocean. It was like a tree house. And then I had a garden out there for fruits and veggies. And I was growing weed out there. You feel me?
Yeah. Oh, so you grow your own weed. Smoke your own shit.
Exactly. It's organic weed. Like, I don't like to smoke a lot of the shit. I don't like to smoke a lot of the shit that be coming around because, you know, you don't know what they put in that shit. Like, you don't know who grew it. So I like to do my own shit.
Nah, you got now mind for what you put in your body. That's real. I need to get like that.
Yeah, hell yeah. You know, you'll feel better. Like, shit, I work out 3 hours a day now. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I be on.
What made you just snap into that? Like,
Man, I don't know, man. I get compulsive with shit. Like, once I do something, I just do it too much. So once I start working out, I do it too much. I start growing vegetables, I do it too much. Because, you know, I went vegan. Like, I only eat fruits and vegetables. I ain't perfect. Like, I eat some sugar, like shit with sugar in it and all that type of shit. But for the main part, I eat fruits and vegetables because I know that's what we supposed to eat. Once I heard, oh, this shit right here fuck you up, I was like, oh, I can't eat that no more because I know it fucked me up. So I ain't going to keep doing something that keep fucking me up. I know better now.
But I'm saying, do you have the same, you don't have the same energy eating that fruits and vegetables shit, dude?
I got more energy. Light on my feet. See, all that other shit be slowing me down. You know what I'm saying? Like, all that meat and all that extra shit, it make you sluggish. It slow your body down. Like, I do a 24-hour fast. I hit the treadmill. I'm running on 7 miles an hour for an hour. You feel me? 7.5 for an hour real quick because it ain't nothing in me slowing me down.
But at first, when you started that, you was a little fucked up, though, right? When you So you ain't never been sick, fasting, cleansing, nothing. You always, it been good. Because I tried this shit before. I got sick as fuck.
Your body just got to adjust. Like, fasting give me a high. Like, I smoke. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I do a dry fast for 2 days, I get high like I smoke.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
That's crazy. I don't know. I don't think I can do it. I tried for 2 hours.
It's just small steps. You feel me? Like, you got to do 8 hours, then 16 hours, then 24 hours. But I don't push it on nobody. It's just something I do. You feel me? Like,
nah. A nigga, bro. You think everybody don't want that discipline? Niggas, everybody want that discipline, bro.
It's for the discipline. Like, I study different religions. You feel me? Like, in every religion, somebody fasting. They doing it for a reason. Jesus fasting, Buddha fasting, this nigga fast. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's hard, bro. That's hard. What's your creative process like? Like, how much you put out a lot of music? You know what I'm saying? You already got two in this year so far. So what's your creative process like? Like, how you like the studio to be and shit?
I record on the, I record myself. Like, I don't have no engineer, nothing. Like, I just got a Mac computer. I use my Mac on my laptop. I hook up a little cheap-ass mixer to it. I get a decent mic, and I just record. Like, I don't, that's why I say, like, niggas be having them $200,000 studios making bullshit. Like, I just get a little setup, and I go crazy. Like, and then all my shit is, like, past stories and shit I done been through. Or, like, when I went to Hawaii, like, if you listen to State of Emergency, it's a lot of places I'm naming. Niggas don't catch it. I say, like, hey, no, I say, like, Wailea. You know, them is cities over there that I'm moving around, you know, I'm checking out and doing business in. You get what I'm saying? Then Frisco. I recorded Epidemic in Frisco. You know what I'm saying? That's all Frisco lingo. That's all flavors that niggas in. Like, a lot of folks where we at ain't never going to get to smoke them flavors. Like, they ain't never going to taste banana cream cake, or they ain't going to smoke shit like that. It's thousands of flavors out here, you know what I'm saying? And I just be getting niggas hip.
What made you so the shit that you're talking now, like, it, you get a lot of your shit from, like, reading or, like, chopping it up with other people building, or how did you become more smarter and more intelligent than the average, I hate to say average rapper, but it's just the truth, than the average rapper?
I just soak up info. Like, anything I see, I soak it up. Shit, I'm like a sponge. Like, if I see something online and it sounds interesting to me, I soak it up. Because, you know, I'm always trying to see where money going. Like right now, I want to know where the money going so I can make something with it. You know what I'm saying?
You hit on that Bitcoin, too.
Yeah, I hit on Bitcoin. I hit big on Bitcoin.
You caught that shit early?
Yeah, I caught that shit when it was $300. That shit, $7,300 right now, but when I sold mine, it was up to $22,000, and I bought it for $300.
That's hard.
Yeah.
And then you can buy, I might buy some, if it go back down to 39 or 4, I'm going to buy some, wait till it go up to 10, 20 again, and sell that motherfucker and eat again. But my thing is, I try and stay ahead of the curve. That's why I'm out there in Frisco, too. See, I ain't in Northern California just because of weed, but that's the tech capital. So all the money in tech. So I'm going to be where the money at. You get what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to stay 6 months and I'm going to mingle with them folks.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's real.
Because look, because old money, like real estate, old money, that's what the old billionaires used to have. The new trillionaires, they doing tech.
That's real.
Niggas ain't even billionaires no more. They trillionaires.
Mm.
That tech shit, that's where that money, huh?
Yeah, and you run it up fast. You know, the internet lets you run it up fast. Like, you ain't got to wait. Like all that other shit, slow money. The internet, fast money. So I'm trying to get the fast money. Like, you can get rich overnight, or you can get rich in a month, 2 months, 3 months. You know what I'm saying?
I need to get on your line.
Yeah, Texas, yeah, bro. Sure. You got to play Texas, bro. We with it.
Yeah.
You said what?
When you got a money play, we with it. Just send us a text. We all in.
Yeah, I be on all type of money. Like down here in Texas, I bought some land and I got some cattle. Like, cause you know, cattle like flipping dope or something. Like, you can buy a cow for $500. You can hold on to it, fatten it up, then sell it for $1,100. You get what I'm saying? Or $800. But I don't eat meat, so I be having struggles with it because I don't eat meat. But you know, I still can't pass up on the money.
Facts.
Shit. It's crazy.
So I just look where the money at. Like, I be like, oh shit, niggas gotta eat food so you can make money with food. That's a necessity.
Yeah. So you gonna fuck around and get your own store or some shit? Like Whole Foods or something?
Yeah, I want one because right now I be eating. I be swimming in money. That's the only thing open.
Mm.
The grocery stores. You can go get whatever you want from the grocery store right now till 8 o'clock.
Yeah. No, that's real. We saw you were sending all the fans and shit cash apps. That was pretty hard. What made you decide to do that?
I stay doing charity work. Like, I just fuck with the people because, you know, the people is who put me on. Like, I didn't get put on by nobody. Like, another rapper didn't vouch for me, none of that type shit. The people did. So I always do charity work. Like, I did about 30 shows. I was giving out designer shoes to the crowd. Like, I get a purse. I get like a $3,000 purse for a female, get some $1,200 shoes for a nigga, and give them out to the crowd every show. And
they'll never forget you.
I get paid so much. Like, I was doing shit. I was doing three shows a week for 20 racks apiece for 3 years. You feel me? On the low. So niggas don't even know what be going on.
Yeah,
you know
nigga got a chance to run it up. And then the nigga gonna be on all that extra ass shit trying to keep up with these niggas. Niggas be trying to keep up with the bag. I respect that.
Well, that's how you go broke. Look, I don't be on other nigga pages. I don't get jealous. I don't care what's going on. I just stack my racks up.
Thanks.
Money man. What's the biggest problem you don't probably have with another rapper? Like maybe a disagreement about a feature or somebody hating on you?
I done had niggas hate before, like, but I don't pay it no mind, like, because, you know, like, we not worried about that, you feel me? Like, as long as it ain't a threat to my life or the circle, we don't give a fuck, you know what I'm saying? Like, niggas gonna hate. That's just what niggas do. It's in the Bible, you feel me? Cain hated on Abel, you know what I'm saying? So we don't give a fuck about it.
So what you want out of this shit now that you're getting the money independently, which is super dope. We salute that. You know what I'm saying? You got your other businesses, like what else you want out of this shit?
Like my career just started, you feel me? Like I'm just now, even though my shit was gone already, it's just starting, you feel me? Like I'm just now getting mainstream. I just hit Billboard. So I just want to keep making good music and giving it to these folks. Like, I don't want to be put in no box. Like I only make this type of music, so I stay perfecting my craft. You feel me? Like I said, I'm trying to be like Mayweather. Mayweather practiced relentlessly. So I'm going to be in that studio relentlessly. And I'm trying to – and I ain't going to lie. Like, I'm trying to get there. Like, I'm trying to get my shit at the top. You know what I'm saying? But I'm trying to do it independently. Ain't nobody ever did it independently like that. Like, everybody be saying they independent, but they not independent. You know what I'm saying?
Is there a gold number, though? Like, if somebody came with a particular number, would it make you sign?
Yeah, for sure. But I fuck with guys, so we gonna get there anyway. Like I try and make the music like good gas to sell itself.
Facts. Hey, nah, your shit hard, though, bro. No cap.
Yeah, I just put it out. I just put it out in the universe. I don't even promote it like that. I just put it out. I dropped a CD called No Promo. I ain't even promote this shit, and it did numbers. I got gold records. I ain't never went and got the platform because I don't care about it. I got all kind of shit going on. I just don't pay attention to it. I try to keep myself humble and grounded. You know what I'm saying?
Cause, yeah, don't try not let none of that shit matter. Because when that shit start mattering, start getting a nigga out of character.
You get what I'm saying? So I try and keep myself grounded because it's all kind of successful things that happen. But like I said, I try and keep myself disciplined and grounded. Get my young nigga. I want to make sure my young niggas don't make mistakes and shit like that. Like, I just want to be a good example for them because I can't be telling them shit and then I ain't doing it. Like I just want to make sure they follow my lead. Raise them right.
Yeah. Nah, that's real.
What's some shit you be on that people might not know about? Like, I don't know if it's a... Just some shit you just doing, some fun shit. I don't know. You hoop?
Anything? I do everything. I hoop. I got ATVs. I be on ATVs every day. Ride horses. I got horses. I ride horses almost every day. I don't know. Shit, I live like the old days. Like, I burn my own trash. You feel me? We make bread from scratch. We live like it's 1850.
So this shit ain't nothing for you. You been on this shit. You.
Yeah. This shit ain't nothing.
This shit ain't, okay, I got you. You ain't even having to really adjust. Dang. You already living like it.
Yeah, we already living like that. Like, we stay out there, like the land, we stay on like 10 acres, but you got to do everything yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, everything yourself.
That's crazy.
It's hard, bro. That take a lot of discipline, though, dog. Who you got helping you with that shit?
I got a few folks helping me. It's all family, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, because I only fuck with family. If it ain't family, I ain't trying to be around. If it ain't family or the circle, then you ain't going to see me.
Nah, real shit. You got to get done, separate, the elevate.
Yeah, definitely. Everything else is a distraction, man. Like, we trying to, I ain't going to lie. Like, I'm trying to be a big in there. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm trying to be a big in there for sure.
Nah, that real shit.
Put everybody on some game, bro. Like, give us 2-3 books you might fuck with or some movie. Like, everybody inside trying to, like, you know, be entertained right now. What's the shit you put some people on?
I really ain't read no books in a long time. And then the movies I see, they just go through my head. Cause you know, a lot of times I just be sitting and I be thinking, or I be like on astrology and numerology and shit like that. But some game, this the best game I can give like young niggas and everybody. You know what I'm saying? Like it's an internet world. So you gotta catch up. All the money's going to online. Like, if you wanna make some good money, you need to computers, you know what I'm saying? That's where all the money at.
Like in what lane though? You saying like any lane?
Yeah, any lane. Like, so if you a street nigga, you know what I mean? You get what I'm saying? Like it's money over there. Like like you can convert. And then if you in college and you need to be doing something with computers, you need to be doing something like. If you ain't being no nurse or no shit like that, then you need to be majoring in something computers, because that's where all the money finna be at. And white folks is on that shit. You get what I'm saying? Like, white folks ahead of the game. Niggas ain't. I think we like 2 or 3% or some shit like that in computers, and that's where all the jobs going to. But even on the street side, like, everything, that's how niggas is running it up. You feel me? Like, they on that shit.
Yeah,
like,
niggas getting real paper with paperwork.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
So if a nigga got $1,000 and he trying to flip, what would you tell him? Like, if it was your little nigga.
If it's $1,000 and they trying to flip it, I don't know, man. Like, it's kind of hard because, I know a way, but I just can't be saying ways on here. You feel me? Like, $1,000 will get you in the dough. But I don't, like, in my music, it say, you know what I'm saying? Like a rack will get you 10 easy. Super easy. If you got a rap, you can get in Eve. You probably can get a dub if you got a little patience.
Nah, facts.
Well, that's
easy.
That's what I be on. Like, that's why niggas listen to my music, cause I swear like on
God. Nah, you be getting to a nigga play by play, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
Manuscript.
Like, up to my gear, nigga, the real goddamn, like a nigga that took a course, but I said, this nigga money crazy, man.
And I just spit up a lingo, but I done made some millionaires, like, shit, I go to different cities, and it's millionaires I done made. It's thousandaires, everything, you know what I'm saying? Because they listen to it like it's gospel, and then it's young niggas who live by this shit. Like, they live by the certain principles I live by. It's a lot of niggas who done went vegan on my music. You know what I'm saying? It's like a cult. You feel me? Like, if you in, you in. If you ain't, you ain't. We ain't tripping, though.
Wow, that's real.
That's it's still Black Circle, still the label, right? Who you got up under you or with you?
I got Shooter. I got Junie. I got Savage. I got Youngin. Who else? It's a bunch of artists we got up under us. But like I said, they perfecting their sound. And whenever they ready, you feel me? Because they be on their street shit too. Like, but whenever they ready, I got them. Like, I put them on songs. I put them on a lot of them on my older mixtapes. But my new shit, I was out of town, so I ain't had time to, you know what I'm saying, send them songs and shit like that. Like, when I make a song, that motherfucker out the next 2 minutes. I might not even mix that motherfucker. I might just upload it to YouTube. So I try and get fans music in real time. Like niggas who fuck with my shit happy because they always getting new music. I'm always dropping something. You know what I'm saying?
How long it took you to make State of Emergency?
Man, that shit took 3 days. State of Emergency took 3 days. Epidemic took 8 hours. And Epidemic went number 10 on Apple Music with 8 songs. So I should have made that motherfucker 16 songs and it would have went number 1. Because, you know, they go by algorithm. Like, if you got 20 songs, you might go number 1. So I don't be for the number play. I just be for trying to give them good music. Like, all this shit coinciding and mesh well. Like, all my mixtapes I make within a certain time period. Like, Paranoia, I probably made that shit in like 2 days, but I done made mixtape. I can make a mixtape in 6 hours. It ain't nothing.
Well, that's hard.
That's hard. So you say basically you ain't been letting nobody outwork you, huh?
Nah, I'm outworking everybody. I'm outwork whoever. Like, that be my motto. Like, I gotta outwork whoever, you know what I'm saying? I don't care what's going on. I get in that mode, I might turn my phone off for 3 days just to goddamn think about what's finna go on, and then I execute it. Like, I'm gonna turn my phone off, I'm gonna give it to my girl and be like, put that in your purse, and then I'm just gonna be in my room fasting for 3 days, and then I'm gonna drop a mixtape. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how I did 6 hours. I dropped a mixtape in 6 hours. I just went on a fast. I was in LA, I did a fast, then I came back to the A and I dropped the tape. Then I dropped 6 hours too. I did that in 6 hours. I probably did that in 5 hours. And I just dropped the tape. But it's like, I don't know, it's like something just come in me and I can just put that shit out there. I don't know what it is, but I can't do that all the time. Like, it's only certain times I can do that. You feel me? Like,
yeah.
It might be a
full moon. You gotta be that zone.
Yeah, like I can't, like I be seeing some niggas can just go drop a verse. Like when I did that tape with Long Way can just go in there and it don't matter where it's at, what time it is, he gonna go crazy.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that shit hard too. Long Way, that's my nigga.
Yeah, Long Way go crazy. Long Way a beast, man. Long Way one of the best niggas it is. Mm-hmm. He one of the five niggas in the eight of me.
Yeah, me too.
That's hard. Is anybody you ain't get the lock in with yet that you want to?
I got some shit coming with Gates. Who else? I don't know. I don't be doing too many features. If it's the circle, I do a feature, but I don't be doing too many. But I lock in with whoever. It don't matter to me. I just don't be doing too many features.
But you just feel like it's not needed.
Yeah, like I don't be trying to. I see a nigga do features with a nigga, then they fall out and they beef, and now like I don't be feeling like I'm getting mixed up with all this shit. And then honestly, like, I don't really care how big a nigga is. Like, just cut this nigga, I don't care. As long as the music, like, I be trying to make good music. I don't care about, I notice a lot of niggas do songs just cause. Like, I'm popping, you popping, let's do a song. I like that shit to sound good and mesh well. That's why all my shit stream. All my shit stream like crazy because I care about the music. So all my shit gonna stream and then my shit catch up later. Like, I don't need a hit song. Like, if you look at most niggas' catalog, it's one hit song that everything else nobody really listen to. All my shit stream evenly. I ain't really got no standout hit like that. I had Boss Up and How I Feel at first, but shit, Try Me did the same numbers as Boss Up and How I Feel, really. Step on and shit like that, but all my new shit, I all do the same numbers.
That's hard. That's called a solid fan base right now.
Yeah, for sure. I just try and add to it every year. And then, like I said, like, I try and make it, like, now I'm trying to get niggas some game. Like, I'm trying to, if you listen to my shit, you might can goddamn double your money up or triple your money up. Then you gonna fuck with me for life.
Nah, that's real.
That's hard, man. That's hard. Nah, it's inspirational, bro. You definitely got it together on all levels, man. What is there anything you say you need to work on?
Oh, I'm kind of antisocial, so I might need to work on goddamn networking. Cause I don't network that much. Like, niggas be, I don't do interviews that much. I don't network that much. So I probably, people tell me, like, Melanie, you probably can be bigger if you did this or you did that or you did that. But I really don't give a fuck.
I feel like that wouldn't be you, though. Like, if you start doing shit that ain't you, then it's going to crumble, all of it. It's going to fall apart. Like,
yeah, that's why I don't really listen. I don't really listen to what folks got to say because I don't want their opinion to start getting to me. And I'd be like, shit, maybe I should. You get what I'm saying? Because when a bunch of people tell you the same thing, it start getting to you, and you start thinking like, damn, maybe I should go do Breakfast Club. Or, like, the reason I did y'all shit, because I fuck with y'all. Like, I fuck with Bank and I fuck with you. I just fuck with y'all people. Like, y'all the type of people I kind of fuck with, you feel me? So, yeah. I was like, damn, I want to do the podcast. I fuck with podcasts, too. Like, I be looking at different podcasts, and I was telling niggas, like, podcasts the future. That's the future of this shit.
Yeah. I'm glad we laid this shit up.
Yeah, hell yeah. Like, this the wave right here. The shit y'all doing, the wave.
Oh, so you be watching the motherfucker?
Every single one.
He had to.
That's love, bro.
He put
up in
that song early. He had to.
Yeah.
Like, when I look, when I be running, I be hoping y'all got a new podcast out because I need something to listen to while I'm jogging. You feel me?
That's love, bro.
Like, today I listened to the one with with WAP.
Yeah.
The old one, the one with Russ. I ain't see the one with Russ.
Mm.
Okay. Yeah, Russ. I like Russ, man.
Yeah, I fuck with Russ. For sure.
I think you should, my opinion, I think you should do music with different niggas, though. Not, you know what I'm saying, select niggas. Because you could tap into a different fan base like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, hell yeah. I've been to mingle and do shit like that. It just, for some reason, I be traveling so much. Like, before this shit, like, I was somewhere. I was finna go to Japan. Like, when I was in Hawaii got flights to Japan. I was like, oh, you can go to Japan from here? And it only take a few hours? So I was like, fuck it. I'm gonna go to Japan real quick just to see what's going on. Then, Gazi hit me. So I was like, fuck it. I need to go to San Francisco, get these strains together, and fuck with the tech shit. But I had a whole plan. See, before the quarantine shit, I was gonna go to San Francisco. I was gonna sit there. And I was gonna meet somebody from one of these tech companies, catch an app, put a little money into it, and go crazy.
They got them coming up with shit every day to make billions off of.
Every day, because them niggas made Uber out there. Whoever put some money in Uber, eating right now. Lyft, Uber Eats, all that shit. Whoever put money in that, eating.
Yeah.
So I just be trying to catch a lick, you feel me? Like, I don't be trying to act like I'm too cool to know what this is and what that is. Like, I'm trying to know what everything is. That's how you. Yeah. That's when you get diverse. That's how you make more money.
Mm. Real shit.
Hey, what you say to like niggas that it's a lot of niggas out there that make excuses and you know what I'm saying, you don't spoke about having it before, going broke, getting it up again, and all that shit. Like, what you say to that nigga that just always just making excuses for why they ain't getting there?
I don't listen to excuses because, you know, my pops didn't listen to no excuses, so I just can't even listen to them. Like, when a nigga tell me an excuse, I tune them out. You know what I'm saying? Like, I automatically lose respect. Like, damn, like, I don't even want to hear that shit because I don't make excuses. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't make them. I get shit done. I tell people that all the time. Like, I don't make excuses. Like, I got people I got to take care of. I can't make excuses to them when they can't pay their bills.
Real shit.
I don't want no nigga to tell me no excuse.
Mm.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
My simple solution to the problem was remove people from the scene and help them feel safer.
In response to attacks against Asian Americans, Maddie Park raised over $250,000 to donate cab rides to the Asian community.
There is so much more work to be done. We really need to come together and tackle this issue as a community.
Support the Asian community. Learn how at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
That's real.
Nah, what I was about to say, I said come from the streets. What you say you brought from the streets to the industry with you?
Just the hustle, because, you know, like, When you come from the trap, then you kind of treat rap like that. Like, damn, I can make this many songs and it make this much money per month. See, that's how I think. Like, damn, if I drop 3 mixtapes, I'm going to make this much money. I be having a number in my head, so I need to drop 10 and I'll make this much money. And a lot of niggas don't think like that. That's how I think, though. Like, I need to keep dropping it. I make sure quality, though. If you got quality music, you can do that. But, shit, I be like, shit, this year I need to drop 10 mixtapes. I might make $6 million. That's how I be thinking.
That's hard.
It's hard, man.
I keep going, you feel me? Like, I'm going to keep going and going and going.
Now, get what? I'm glad we got somebody feeding these hustlers' ears, you know what I'm saying? These future hustlers, these niggas want to be hustlers and shit. They need somebody to feed their ears because a lot of this shit just be watered down. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like right now, it ain't really too much. Like I listen to everybody. I listen to everybody's shit. It don't be too much new shit to listen to like that. You feel me? Like I listen to some Lil Baby shit, some Gunna shit, some Thug shit, Future shit. But as far as just like solid shit to listen to, I'm always looking for some new shit if I ain't listening to my shit. You know what I'm saying?
Thanks.
Who is Money Man GOAT? Like coming up, like who was the GOAT? Like when you was trying to get there, like the nigga that you say inspires you the most.
It's a few. Like you got Walk. At first, like when I was growing up, I was listening to Walk, but then Future took over. Future took over the A for a good 7-8 years. That's all niggas were listening to.
Mm-hmm.
About 7 years, you feel me? To Thug and Rich Homie and all them came, but like I listen to everybody. I done got some inspiration from some of everybody. Every genre. Country music, all kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't got just one GOAT, but I say like Walk, Future. I listen to both of them a lot.
And given the opportunity, you would fuck around with them on some music though.
Yeah, definitely. I did a song with Gucci before the last time he got locked up on my first mixtape, but I ain't never did one after that. But like I said, I'm all about energy. Like, if it's organic, then cool. But I ain't really trying to force now. I don't really force now.
Nah, for real, that's real.
What's next for you, bro?
I'm going to keep dropping tapes. I don't know if I'm going to do a tour. I said I was going to do a tour when this shit over, but I doubt I'm going to do a tour. I might not do no more shows. Like, I might do all my shit just from the house. Like,
you said you ain't going to do no more shows?
Nah, I might not.
You did the corona, it ain't
got nothing to do with corona. Like before last year, I was telling my little brother do all my booking. I was like, shit, I ain't finna do no more shows. I don't feel like doing no more shows. I got some other shit I want to do.
What the hell?
You don't like doing shows?
Man, I ain't gonna cap. Like, man, I made so many songs, I don't even be knowing the words of my shit. I don't know the words to nothing when I go up there and perform. I just be up there, you feel me? Like, because I make so much music that I'm on to the next song.
Yeah.
Like right now, everybody listening to State of Emergency and Epidemic, I'm on shit. I got a whole new CD I'm listening to. Then I'm going to have another one that I make I'm listening to. I don't get a chance to remember no words or nothing.
You writing it down or you just going? Like how you?
Nah, I just be going. I just freestyle everything.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
So I don't get a chance to memorize nothing, you know what I'm saying? Like, so.
Hey, Money Man, I'm going to tell you, boy, you're going to be like Sade, man. You don't do no shows. When you pop out, they're going to have to pay you.
For sure. And then I'm trying to drive that show ticket up. I'm trying to drive that bitch up to like 100. I want to get paid 100K or so. So I'm going to keep working until I get a song that'll get me 100K a show.
Facts.
Can't argue with
that. Yeah, I don't do that much promotion. Like shit. I just don't do that much promotion. I feel like put it out and it'll organically do what it do.
Yeah, but when I see one got there, they did a Big Boy promo campaign for that.
Shit with Pee Wee.
Yeah,
Gabby, but that's Gabby. You know, Gabby's gonna do it big. I be telling them don't do it so big.
That shit looked good. Cause my dog Hannah, she did the party.
Yeah, the party was crazy.
What the party was?
Yeah.
Yeah, she had that shit looking so good. See, that shit looking good,
dog. Yeah, you know, Gotti promo game crazy though. Like he gonna do it big, but I be trying to just have my shit pop out. Like I be wanting niggas to catch up to it. Like damn, he dropped another CD. I ain't even know. I always want something new for somebody. See, niggas like new shit, so I always want to have some new material out. Like niggas love when they be like, damn, it's a new song. I ain't even know he had that out, so I be trying to do it like that.
So that was like an album or a mixtape, along
with Long Way. Oh, that was an album. That was me and Pee Wee album. We probably do another one too.
So when you saying like the last two tapes you put out, you just throw them out there. You ain't try to.
Nah, we did some billboards for. We had some billboards in the A for State of Emergency, but Epidemic didn't do. We didn't do no promo. Like we just put that motherfucker out, and it went number 8. On Apple,
yeah.
And that motherfucker did millions of streams now.
So you gonna hit a billion streams soon, huh?
I might be there.
Nah.
I don't even pay attention. I just look at the check that come in. I be like, damn, boy, this streaming check big as a motherfucker. streaming checks? A lot of niggas sign on these streaming checks.
That's what I was saying. Anytime I get to salute guys in Empire, I do that because it's unreal that, you know, you deal with a lot of niggas and don't never get paid or got to go chase them down. Guys ain't paying you before you even ask about it.
Yeah, for sure. Hell yeah. Guys, he put me on game, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, he let me know what's going on with if you do this song with this label right here, this why you never going to get paid. Or if you do this song with these people over here, this why you never going to get paid. You never going to see your money.
Mm. What you mean? What you mean by that? Like what?
Shit, it's our label. Like, you signed to a label, I don't care if you go triple platinum, you might not never see a check because of the way that the words is written in a contract that you got to pay so much back. Mm-hmm. So you might go triple platinum, but you ain't never going to see no money. It might take 4 or 5 years for you to see some money.
So you saying a lot of these rappers out here who look big as hell, these niggas really broke?
I can't speak on other folk. You feel me? Because I ain't gonna lie, I ain't been around nobody to really know they pocket. But I know when I go to jewelers, I spend 100 racks and the jeweler tell me, boy, ain't nobody never spent this with me. And I done seen all kind of folks through there now.
Yeah.
Nah. I had two jewelers tell me that.
So that's your vice. Ice is your vice. I was trying to figure out what your vice was.
Nah, I don't buy it no more. But look, I buy loose diamonds though to get my shit made. By a jeweler. I got some loose diamonds right now. I want to goddamn get a jeweler to make it because I was like, I'm buying all this goddamn jewelry and spending all this money because I spend 100 at a time. Like, three of these baguette chains. Mm. This 20-20-20, that's a 60. But what the fuck am I buying? You get what I'm saying? I ain't no diamond expert. So I want to buy my diamonds loose, and then I know what I'm buying. Because I could be buying some bullshit paying 60 racks. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I said, you know what? This is the dumbest thing I ever did, buying something that I'm not an expert in. That's like buying a house and you ain't pull up and go see it.
Mm.
You get what I'm saying? You bought a house, but you ain't pull up over there and go look at it. You ain't go inside and look around. Mm.
Nah,
I want to know what I'm buying. You get what I'm saying? So I bought some loose diamonds, and the jeweler who I bought them from showed me how to know if it's cut. I mean, if because, you know, they doing all kind of funny shit with diamonds now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they got some shit they can pay the diamond test and all kind of shit.
I'm telling you. So Nick got to know what they buying, you feel me? Because at the end of the day, this shit worth money.
I really said I ain't wearing this shit no more, man. I've been wearing it 20, 30 years. Man.
I feel you.
Look at that shit. It's just like right now with this corona shit. Don't none of this shit we got material shit mean nothing.
Listen, that shit don't mean nothing. You feel me? That's why I say, if a nigga ain't showing me nothing new, I don't even want to hear to see it. Like, if a nigga ain't showing me how to get no money or better myself, I don't give a fuck what they got going on. I don't even want to see it.
That's real shit.
Because it can get ugly out here. You gotta see it. The strong survive. You got to know what you're doing.
Yeah, that's real shit, man.
But I don't buy so much jewelry, man. I lost $400,000 worth of jewelry, and I was like, what the fuck?
What you mean lost? You
nigga broke in my... I done got my car broke into... You feel me? Left jewelry in my car. All kind of shit. I done dropped rings off my finger. I done lost the whole bracelet.
Hey, man, you got to put a little insurance on that, bro.
Yeah, I know.
Put a little insurance on that, bro.
But I lost so much, it's like, damn, you could just lose that much money in the blink of an eye.
Say what?
And see, a bracelet, I was in Baton Rouge. Baton Rouge, a $20,000 bracelet. I don't know where the shit went. I look up the shit off my hand.
Hold on, we was at a club?
Nah, I probably at a hotel or something. You feel me? I don't know where I was at. Shit, I was fucked up. I've been smoking. I was drinking at that time. This was in the beginning. Like, I don't drink no more. But I was drinking, and after that, I stopped drinking.
$20,000 bracelet, gone. Somebody got it.
$10,000 ring fell on my finger. I'm rapping hard. You feel me?
Ring. Throw the motherfucker away.
Huh? Yeah, I done lost about 4 rings. Nigga, them big diamond chains, nigga, I paid $27,000 for one of them. That shit just fell out my neck somewhere. I don't even know where.
It just fell off.
Man, jewelers used to love me, man. I used to buy so much fucking jewelry, man. I don't do that shit no more.
And like I said, ice is your vice. is Wi-Fi tripping out? Your Wi-Fi tripping out, dog.
Hey, huh?
So your Wi-Fi tripped for a second. What'd you say?
Yeah, I done had so many watches and all kind of shit. Now I just keep like Audemars shit like that. I don't really go too much crazy with that. I go crazy on other shit, like I just travel and shit like that.
Yeah. Hey, give some final words to the streets and the people out there, man. You know what I'm saying?
Listen, man, it's love, man. It's love over here. You feel me? Like,
no, that's true.
Come fuck with the circle, man. Come fuck with us. Shout out to the streets. We fuck with everybody, man. Shout out to the street niggas. Shout out to the corporate niggas. Y'all make sure y'all go check out the new shit, Epidemic and State of Emergency. I got some new shit dropping probably next week, too, so y'all get ready.
What's the name now? What's the name? Don't hold out. What's the name?
I ain't made the name yet, but once I make what I got all the beats together, I'm gonna go record tonight. Like, soon before it was crazy because before I hopped on here, I was like, damn, I want to record because I had some shit in my head. And what I'm finna do is I got like 10 beats, so I'm finna go drop all the records and then I'm just gonna make a name, whatever fits around. Really, it's how this is how I make my names, whatever the world going through. It's like I be going through the same thing, you feel me? Like, that's why I named it Epidemic, State of Emergency, Paranoia, yeah. Shit like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, when I made Paranoid, I was paranoid. When I made Paranoia, I was paranoid. So, but it's like if you peep. Last year, it was a shift. It was a shift in everything. Like, the way people think, it was a shift. It wasn't like 2019 wasn't like 2018. And 2020 ain't like 2019 because it's a shift. Mm. And it ain't just a shift in a single person. It's a shift in the world.
Yeah. Yeah, I go for that.
Yeah, you feel me? You got to peep it, and you got to adapt to it and know what's going on. And that's what I be doing. That's why I say I be fucking with, like, astrology and shit like that. Cause it kind of keep me on point. Astrology really is what got my racks up. But that's another story, you feel me?
Put a song real quick, though. What we read, if we want to get a little deeper and learn that shit, what we read, where we go?
I mean, you can look up astrology anywhere, but it do shit like this. Like it'll tell me, like, you're going to take a loss. And I don't know how I would take that ill. You know what I'm saying? But it'll say some shit like this. Now, let me give you a better example. It'll be like, you're going to get a big check this month. So I get $125,000, right? Then it'll be like, you're not going to make no money for the next 7 months. So guess what? You got to save at least 100 of that or 50 of that until your next check comes. But niggas will blow that 125 immediately. Go get a car. Go get a 5 downtown apartment. You get what I'm saying? And think that the next check finna come. But it show you, like, you might not eat till 6 months. So you got to take, I take 75 of that, or I take 100 of that and live off 25.
So you got that from a horoscope?
Huh?
From a horoscope?
Yeah, from a horoscope.
Okay.
But I read, like, 4 different ones. I ain't read them lately because I'm up. But back then, that's what kept me up. Like, that's what, for some reason, like it was on point. And I get checks that month or the next month. You get what I'm saying? It always came around that time and never failed.
Well, you say, what's your sign?
I'm a Pisces.
Okay.
So, but a Pisces, like, we feel everybody's energy. And see, that's another reason I don't be around folks like that, because other folks' problems become mine for some reason. You know what I'm saying? Like, we just soak up folks' energy. You soak up everybody's energy. So, like I can tell when you fucked up, or when you know what I'm saying? Like, when you sad, or when you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For some reason, I can just pick up on it. Like, damn, Shawty fucked up right now. Shawty sad as fuck right now. Like, I don't be one to, you get what I'm saying?
Nah, for sure.
So I be having to duck off because I don't feel like feeling everybody energy. It sounds crazy, but it's just some other shit. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, that's real though.
Some people don't need to shake hands. They be on that energy that deep. They won't need to shake nobody's hand.
Yeah, for sure. You know what I'm saying? Like, I shake everybody's hand, but I can just tell who a person is when I meet them. Like, I can feel that energy. I can feel if it's bad energy, if it's good energy. I just know. I know from the jump if I can fuck with you or I can't.
Nah, real shit.
But everybody fuck with me. Everybody pick up on my energy. Like, I don't come with bad energy. I'm not on the sucker shit. I'm not on the bullshit. I do A1 business. I can make money with anybody. I can make money with a street nigga. I can make money with a corporate nigga. It don't matter. You know what I'm saying? I keep it A1. Niggas know I'm solid. Niggas know I'm genuine. Like, if we sat down and we had a conversation, you're going to know I'm genuine. You're going to know. At the end of the day, I'm trying to help folks. I'm trying to help folks come up. I ain't trying to shit on niggas. Like, that ain't what I do. For some reason, I motivate. I don't shit on folks. I motivate. So that's just what it is.
That's love, though.
Yeah, we appreciate your time in the game, bro. I learned a lot myself. You know what I'm saying? Just sitting with you and shit.
Nah, it's love, shit. I'm glad I did an interview. You feel me? Like, I ain't did one in a minute.
We get off this shit too. We gon' you know what I mean. We gonna get one to get alive and shit. Chop it up some more. Teach him some more.
Yeah. I got you.
Bring some of that shit you grow, man, so we can smoke together.
Yeah, when I come back to the A, I'm going to bring you some because you told me to bring you some before, but I got some shit. Man, I got some flavors you going to fuck with. You know what I'm saying? What you be liking? You be liking the gassy shit or you like the flavors, the taste? What you like?
Straight OG.
Yeah, I know it's straight OG. That's what Eastside niggas like. They don't want nothing but some OG shit.
Yeah, I can't smoke all that flavor ass shit. I just want strong as OG.
But you know that shit like runts and shit like that, you could taste the OG in it, but you could taste the flavor too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I like the runt though. I like the runt.
Yeah, like I be wanting some flavor in it now because I used to smoke nothing but harsh ass OG. You feel me? No taste, no nothing. It's just OG. You feel me?
Yeah. I love that shit.
I smoke shit like Jelinade. Like Jelinade got a smooth high. Like it's smooth. It don't hit you like OG, but it gets you high as fuck. Like, it gets you high as fuck. All that type of shit like that. I'm going to have all kind of flavor for you, though.
For sure. I'm going to see you when you get back, bro. Peace and love, man. You be safe, my brother.
Love. Y'all hold it down.
Salute, bro. Appreciate you.
My nigga.
Follow Big Facts on social media at Big Facts Pod.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on Season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.